I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here on the Knoxville Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. Getting to meet J.D. Bohr. He's the new Pellachristian head boys basketball coach and has a lot of connections to Northwest Iowa, has met a lot of Eagles on his travels. First of all, congratulations. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Pella. What did it mean when you found out that you had the chance to lead this program that obviously has built quite the tradition over the past three decades?
Yeah, Andrew, thanks for having me. But yeah, really a blessing. Blessing to say the least, of great opportunities with Pellachristian. Obviously, you know, it's a school growing up around Northwest Iowa and going to Dort. It's a school that I'm familiar with. It's a program with a basketball team that's just had a ton of success. And I can just get a feel for the tradition. And the amount that people care about the school and the basketball program and the kids on the floor. So it's just something that, you know, the Lord has put my family and I in a situation where we're just really blessed to be a part of it. We're excited to carry on a great tradition of Pellachristian basketball and excited to have a lot of fun in the process.
And now when you say tradition and you say Christian education, that suits your whole life to a T. It sounds like you're from Northwest Iowa. Many Pellachristian fans have heard of Western Christian. That's where you went to school, and then you went to Dort, where many PC grads have gone on to have great success in academics and athletics. Take us through that journey that has brought you here to Pella, that is steeped in great winning tradition and obviously that Christian education component.
Yeah, no doubt. I have been blessed to be in Christian education throughout my entire life. Growing up in Hall, Iowa, my dad is actually an assistant basketball coach at Western Christian. So I spent every day at the gym at Western, around the guys, around the program, and learned a lot from my coaches there. Coach Bill Harmson, who's at Dort now, and Coach Jim Ekoff, who built a great dynasty there at Western Christian. So learned a lot from them. Just in terms of conducting yourself in the right way, and just building a tough program, you know, where winning is an expectation, and doing it in the right manner, doing it in a Christian way. So learned a lot from them. And then Dort is really similar too, you know, in the fact that the Christian aspect of things is really important, you know. And I played for Coach Dalma, Coach Ross Dalma at Dort, and a great Christian leader. I'm a guy who put his players first and had a lot of success there too. Had the opportunity to be a part of two national tournament teams. So two of the best teams that have played at Dort. So great opportunity. And then from there, I went on to Valley Christian, which is a school similar to the size of Pellachristian, down in Arizona. Coach Greg Hogsma, who is a Pellachristian grad, is the head coach there. And learned a lot from him too, and just seeing the way that he loves his guys and the way that he's built a great program. It's a tremendous opportunity for my family and I to move to Arizona. And then we came back to Dort, where I've been working with the men's basketball team with a new head coach, Brian Van Haften, who's made a tremendous impact on my life. A guy who certainly has had a lot of success coaching basketball. But it's absolutely one of the most relational coaches that I've had the opportunity to be around. It's certainly a mentor to my life. So I'm just excited to take some of those bits and pieces from each one of those guys and each one of those programs and attempt to do some of those same things here at Pellachristian.
We're here with J.D. Bohr. He's the new Pellachristian head boys basketball coach. We'll also be teaching at Pellachristian High School coming up this fall. J.D., when you think about Pellachristian itself, why Pella? Why come here? And what attracted you most to bring your family here and to be here potentially for a pretty long time?
Yeah, you know, Pellachristian is a special place because obviously you have great community, you have great support. But it's the faith aspect that's really important to me. I love basketball. I love kids. I love working with kids. And I think to do it in a place where faith is going to matter, where you're going to be able to develop faith in young people and be surrounded by a community that supports each other. It's just really cool, you know, and it's unique, and it's something that, that is really attractive to me. And I'm just, my wife and I, we just feel really blessed to be able to serve this community. And we're excited. We're really excited to get going and get started with it.
Well, and from that basketball perspective, you're following a list of long-term coaches. You think about the Pella Christian. I'm sure Dan Brandhorst told you this. They've had three coaches in the past 65 years. Jerry Nickel won three state championships. He's still in town, by the way, working at our Hy-Vee, does some color commentary with us. And then Larry Hessing, who just retired after 27 seasons, over 450 wins with the Eagles. No mean to put pressure on you, but obviously a lot of long-term coaches, you know, what does that do to you as you try to set up the program and carry it forward with the things you want to do, knowing the legacy that has already been built over the past 3 to 4 decades?
Yeah, that's one of the exciting things about Pella Christian. It's just, like you said, the legacy, the tradition that's already been established. Coach Nickel obviously having a ton of success and winning state championships, and Coach Hessing, just incredible longevity, just the way, you know, winning a ton of games. But when I talk to everybody about the program and about Coach Hessing, everybody talks about the impact that he's had on young people, and the impact he's had in the classroom, on the basketball floor. And that's really the tradition and legacy that I hope to carry on at Pella Christian, is putting those kids first, serving those kids, whether it's in the classroom or on the basketball floor, and just being a great steward of a basketball program and of a school that puts the Lord first in all things.
And so, again, we'll have more time to talk about some of this. What else have you heard maybe about this Little Hawkeye Conference that Pella Christian has competed in ever since Pella Christian first joined a conference? It's the first and only conference the Eagles have been in, the Little Hawkeye. I'm sure you've heard of Bowen Bourne and Xavier Foster and some of the great names that have been through here. What are you looking forward to most about that level of competition, knowing that every night you're on the gym, it's going to be a battle, and that every night there's competitive basketball all throughout the entire winter?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you said it. It's just competitive, just great programs throughout the conference. And that's one of the things that I'm really excited about. And being a coach here at Dort, I've had the opportunity to go out and recruit quite a bit, you know, and spent a little time here down in central Iowa. In the Little Hawkeye Conference, and saw some of those games the past few years. And man, it's a lot of fun. You got to bring it every day, and you got to prepare for every game, because you're gonna face some really talented players. You know, and I know they've graduated a bunch of talented players this past year, but it's a conference that's going to reload with great talent every year, and I'm excited to learn more about it and get to know these coaches and these programs and continue to compete at a really high level.
That's J.D. Bohr. He is the new Pella Christian head boys basketball coach. He'll be joining the program coming up this summer and teaching at the school in the fall. J.D., first of all, it's been nice to finally get to know you a little bit. Look forward to meeting you in person when that's allowed, and certainly wish you all the best. And again, look forward to the time where we're catching up on the Coach's Corner sometime soon.
You bet. I appreciate it, Andrew, and thank you for the work that you are doing here in the community.
Appreciate it. We'll have more of the Coach's Corner after this on KRLS.